okay, from the start. Umash zechartim divrei Peshea, shehichnas belibes ha'am. Now, believe it or not, there were mishabodim then also, and there was somebody who was a Muslim mishumet. This was pre-internet days, and he still was a mishumet, and he darshan Torah against to pro Muhammad. Shehichnas belibes ha'am shemilas b'me'oid me'oid. Unema al Mishuga, that the Moid Moid is about Muhammad. I guess it sounds, first of all, Moid Moid sounds like Muhammad, and it's going on Yishmael, you know, that the bracha that he's going to be Nifrat's Moid Moid. He also had a gematria with the words Moid Moid. Moid Moid is gematria Muhammad, so he had a everything going for him. V'chema shama hoifia mehar poron. So that's that also is it talks about the Chazal said talks about Yishmael Roy Mizav. So it means kila Kadosh Baruch Hu came from har poron. V'chema shenema novi mikirbucha meachecha kamoini the yakim lecha Hashem. So he said that. Why does it say the word Achicha? Achicha is referring to Yishmael, who's a brother of Yitzchak. V'chein avtechas Yishmael satev l'goy gadol. So that also, is going on Islam, which will become a great religion. So dvarim eluk for nitchu v'nistru me'roiv hagalosa mefi akol. This is something that was common, people said these things all the time, and they were already refuted. They didn't refute them and say that the rayas are not good enough, strong enough, weak enough. It's a poor joke. It's not even a raya. It's something that not even a simple person is in any way taken by it. And the ones who actually espouse these things, they don't really think that that's it. They don't have any doubts that these rayas are worthless. They are... They're ke'ilu trying to show how much they believe in it. It's to show off by the goyim that take a look how much of it. Avla koloin sha'oyim eshem mishugah kosev b'teira v'yishmeilum atzam enem amin v'rayis elu v'mekablam oisa v'nolokonos l'rayi l'fish v'tulim v'vor. It says, and to the embarrassment, the goyim themselves don't believe in it, not mekablam it. And the reason, since there's nothing whatsoever in the Torah that could find any rise to the Muna and anything to be toiled on, they really have nothing of substance to use. The Muslims taina that we forged the Torah, so and they couldn't find anything else. So that's the best they could find. Va'aval pishi b'tachas harisa, even ubitula golafil amoyin kol shekhidim. And even though it's nonsense and it's something that no one takes it seriously, afilu l'amoyin kol shekhidim. Hoyel, he says. He said hundreds of years before they had the Torah was translated in a lot of different languages, and it's something which has no remez whatsoever in those languages to anything more than we have in the Torah. So to say that they forged it before, Samach Venira to Muhammad is absurd. We have Sefer Torah all over from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. This is something that leinzer shum chiluf lahutzul taina zua halusha al shemotz shum sav beter. I want to talk about this in general. This is a very, very important raya. In the question of is our Torah the authentic Torah that was, so one expects that as something gets copied and handed down from door to door, there are changes, and therefore, if it will be done in two separate places, those changes will create very separate works. Let's give an example. Let's take languages. If you have a language that's spoken in a place, and then language changes over generations. Let's say two, three, four brothers went to different places. As the generations go on and the language evolves, there's going to be real differences between them, and that's how languages grew. You have the Germanic languages, the German, Dutch, Flemish, Norwegian and Swedish are common languages, and it's quite clear to see it. But they're quite different because in each country there were, in Germany, today's German and 700 years ago German is different, very different. So when they went to Denmark and to, Holland and all these places, so the language evolved in each place separately, and therefore you get very big differences. The Kaisel bin Golas for, in the Rambam's time, well over 1,000 years, and they were in a lot of different places, and the Sefer Torah all over the world. And besides the Sefer Torah, there's also Masoris, the Nikud and the Trop and everything about it. And yet, no two Sefer Torah are different. Now, the truth is that of all the Sefer Torah in the world, and not the Sefer Torah, but as much as the Masoris of Sefer Torah, there are nine changes. You know, there are nine places that there are changes in different places. In all nine places, those changes are letters that make no difference between the words chaser and yitur, vavs, yuds, alefs, heys. The only one that's the most blatant one is betzua daka with a hair and aleph, and it means exactly the same thing. So lemaisa, in the Sefer Torah that we have, in each place we have a raya that our Sefer Torah are exactly the same as 1,000 years ago, and Bal Karchach we were able to keep it, which meant is fidelity. We have a laboratory, we have the whole world. The same thing is even true with the Nekudos and the Trop, which are infinitely more complex. First of all, you don't have it written down, it's only a Maseres Bal Peh. Secondly, it's a lot more of it, and yet we do have Sfarim. You know, every area has a Maseres of Nikud and Trop. For us, the Min Chashay is the Paisik Achron, and there are, but not much at all. And what you would expect, you have a bare handful of compared to what you would expect to have, and it stayed the same. So he says, take a look. You have the Sefer Torah everywhere. And every type of Nikud you have is very similar. And the only reason why they come up with such an absurd Taina is because one should have had something in the Torah about it. They're moida to the Torah as being emes. So they needed desperately to find something there. Ubir hadavim mashakosuv unesativ legoy gadol. Ein etzayu limit gadol b'terber nevoa. Al b'mil vat, it means many. Where does it say it means chashiv? Akvar nema boiv the zara goyim gdoilim atzumim. So over there, gdoilim atzumim doesn't mean they're very chashiv. It means there are many of them. Yes, the yeshmaelim are many. There's no one argues on that. Too many. Vechei mashama b'meoid meoid. So if we would have said that, we could have hung it on a thin spider's thread to say that's what it means. So we say, okay, he's what he's benched with. But it says verbasi moid moid, that the moid moid is a dogma of what is being marred by him. So Bal Korchach, it simply is a, it simply means a lot or many. So in the Torah itself, it says that any avtachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for Yitzchak and not for Yishmael. V'usamuch u'musag v'vichas Yitzchak. It is adjacent to where he writes about the brach on Yitzchak. So he says a very powerful point. He says, even if we say that Yishmael has many people, there's nothing chashev about him. Not an extremely good person, not any type of aristocratic bearing or moral shleimus, so that could serve as a vehicle for being a fast HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing about that. So you can't say that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kirish shmoy on them when they don't have any. They're not conveying a message. When you kirish shmoy on something means you attach it into something, and that item is carrying a message on your behalf. But there's nothing. There's no message being carried here. They don't present anything. In other words, through them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will become Mefursam Yisvada. First, I'll stop this a second and explain this point a little bit, and then another Nekuda. He says, V'yikorvem Shmi V'shem V'yisai Kloim Yisparsam V'yisvada. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzius is beyond human observation. So let's give a muscle. Imagine a person is trying to look at a certain type of bacteria or cell. Those are invisible to human eyes, and there's no way in the world we can ever see a bacteria or cell. What we do is we stain it, or we attach some sort of fluorescing gene which lights up and I can see the light and so on. So by being marked of one or the other, by putting the paint onto the cell, I in effect see the cell. I in effect, by the following the glow, I'm keeping tabs on the cell. So we have a chitimtzu that we're aware of, where you're trying to relate to something, you're trying to sort of observe something unobservable by mixing it with something else. You make it observable in a more, what's the right word for it, in a more of a liberal sense of the word. That's, you know, it's observable. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as a tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, per se. What happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is identified, his Shekhinah, his presence is identified when it interacts with somebody in this world. If there's a person who carries Shekhinah through his presence, that person is is presenting Shechina. So the presentation of Shechina through an entity is called Kriya Shem. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kriya Shema in Yisrael means that when people want to understand what is divine like, you look at the Midas and Anhagas of Yisrael, and through that you see. We're the place where it becomes, I guess, visible. Now, there's another point I wanted to make also, as we're learning it. Rabbi Shapiro once pointed out that it's very interesting the distinction between Yishmael and Esav in their contrasting themselves vis-a-vis Yiddishkeit, vis-a-vis Kleisov, vis-a-vis Torah. Esav's Christianity's taina is we were the chosen people, and at some point, because we sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it and took someone else to be Mamshech. So they say they are replacing or continuing Yiddishkeit. Yishmael Tainis, you know, the Oikadavol Mafreya, we never were we forged the Sefer Torah. Is really Yishmael was the one who went to Akedah, v'chulu v'chulu. They taina that it's a toss. That's why the Moshel, even in terms of the Beis Hamikdash, the Vatican taina is that the Beis Hamikdash lost its kedusha, and the kedusha got transferred to the Vatican. The Yishmael and taina that they're all about the Harabayis. So it's a very, very interesting distinction between the two, and they both represent different chalakim of Ra, and how Ra is Messiah is the Toiv. Okay, weiter. V'chakach bia Yitzchak, sh'abrochus hein sh'iftiach ben Avram, sh'bechal abrochus hein sh'yokim brisoi v'zerosoi sh'labayir b'zari. K'mo sh'omo levonim v'yisi lehem l'lehim. It's very clear the selection process. Shemailos haTeira sheftiach b'kadosh baruch hu l'Avram shezkayim b'zara that Yitzchok simyuchad ba va'achrov Yaakov. In other words, choosing Yaakov, there's no two ways about it. What are you doing with the whole parasha of choosing Yaakov? If Yishmael was the one that was chosen, so where does Yaakov come in? Everybody else. Pshat ha-maimer Shem oymim shu kose b'toyer b'shlich z'mechaz v'in shu avangeloi sh'ashmoy Ahmad u'mispa me'oid ein o'il mispa Ahmad sh'asoy b'shu kose b'toyer. So he says, I guess, a very, very fascinating pshat, refutation maybe. So he says the girsa. He says the gematria of, I mean, his name was really Ahmad and not Muhammad. So the gematria of b'moid moid is Muhammad. Now Ahmad, he says, is really is Ahmad because they say that. The in the New Testament, he tainas that remember that Yeshu said, that I'm going to send you a shliach with the name of Ahmad, and he said so. Bal Karchach, it's not. So what's the gematria have to do with it? It's all Ahmad. So make up your mind. They call Muhammad, but then they write that he's going to send somebody named Ahmad. So he's slugging that up also. So he's doing really two things here at Rambam. It's interesting. There's two ways of dealing with somebody's rayas prayer. One is to slug it up, bring rayas against. And one is to say it's not worth even arguing. Each one of these has a problem. If you say that you're bringing rayas against it, then you're saying that it's a credible position. It's something that could be, but I can disprove it. So that's a long way into being a moed b'miktzas. If I say that something is a credible position, for instance, if somebody offers me for my house X amount of money, and I say, well, the reason why I don't think that that's the right amount, and I go through a whole regime, that means it's a credible bid. If somebody offers me $10 for a house, I don't say why it's not. I say, I just laugh and say, oh, that was a funny joke. So by answering something, you're always giving it credibility in its own right. On the other hand, if you don't answer and say, oh, there's not even what to talk about, there's always a taina for the person who's listening. There's always a taina, he didn't have what to say, so he left it off, but he can't answer it. So the Rambam is doing is both. The Rambam is saying, first of all, these tainas are so silly, there's nothing to talk about. And yet, don't think, even if you're willing to tolerate Narishkeit, none of this has any relevance to what we're talking about. None of these rayas are rayas in any sense of the word, and so on. So the Rambam himself is sort of a bringing in this point over here that it's something that is it's both ludicrous, and that's important, and then also it's something that is that I can tell you also concrete rebuttals to everything the person said. Avo masha oma hayfi ma parn v'yedua shu pol over v'lo oma yoyfi if we would have said Hakadosh Baruch Hu will come oz yochel hayatoyin lisloitzetz v'tozbo. So okay, then you could say that maybe the guy is I could hear a guy make a point. Avol hoyl v'oma hayfiya hayrusha dovash ko over hayfiya means it happened. Ubira dovash shu misapet ma'amar Sinai v'yemek shenigal Sinai. So we understand what it means, but certainly in the flow of the psukim, there's nothing here that would be meramis that there's going to be a new gilui come from Shmuel. Purim, which is further away, it says Hefia, which sounds like something that's, it appeared from the distance. So all of it is relating to it's relating to an other, and nothing else in the future. And finally, Avla Rayashim Vimi Mashneman Novi Mikirbuhum Achecha Kamani Yakarshan Kechel of Tishmon. But Matash Mikzosim is tapiklim, but they felt this was already, you know, this, they were saying that maybe this is the remes for that. So he says, Vamash Mikzosim is tapiklim, but Mikzosim is talikim, but Savi Ba'omer Mikirbucha, Velulas Mikirbucha Mechecha, or he says, Lechem Leraya Mokmaze. So even the people who doubted it, even the people who didn't believe, is only because they dashed mikir b'cha. So he says to both these people, both to the people that think it's a good raya, and to the people that need a shtigl taira of a hekesh to mikir b'cha, to take away the raya, I have something to tell you both of it. Da, shelo yavor l'shum adam. Lokachas milo achas meinyan shekule dovek umischabel esarayv lisvachalav. It's absolutely wrong when you take something out of context and you use that as a raya. Avaroylo laayim b'mashakodam mina inyan mashachrof. When you see something, you need to look at something before and something after. My brother-in-law Reb Nachum Vavitz once went into Reb Chatzka Bramsky to ask him a shver Rambam. So Rav Chatzko starts reading the Rambam before, and my brother-in-law gently tells him, no, I was mechabim to this, you know, I was looking at this Rambam, I meant this Rambam. So Rav Chatzko Abramsky looks at him, he had a very regal bearing and with a disdainful look, and he said, Am Ha'aretz, a Rambam, you look at a halacha before and a halacha after. In other words, you need to see a Rambam in context. Even if the Rambam is a complete thought in that particular sentence, but without context, you don't know the meaning. So he says, let's look at the context of this parasha. Ve'ilo ha'yaze oive kemoiken roi loima ha'shakad shpoch v'zon shishmo in ha'novi. You know, he said, if you start learning Chumash like that, I'll bring you right from the pasuk. You shouldn't listen to a Navi. It says, "Sishma divar Navi." Those are words quoted from the Torah. V'chein nuchalem shekach shpochu tzvon lava rezerchas chalias shekin kosev avadet imachem shnachvitz lahem. But Rav Gitz, but Rambam says, you know, if you deal with sentences taken out of context, you can end up being oivav rezer also. V'dava zeh. Mevua bituloi, she'en loichin rayim shum pasik b'shum panim, at sheyedu kavanasim tchalosav at soife vaziv ninyani. You need to always understand the overarching, context. What the higher meaning of the, you know, the time meaning of it, and if you that. The pasuk, the parasha starts by telling us not to be oveid, not to be osek in kishuv, etc., etc. Bedvarim elu shechoyches umesh v'myuchul l'das asidus kodesh ischatshu. This includes the entire range of all sorts of magic that people can try to understand futures. All umos are convinced that they know what's happening in the future through this. You're not going to know the future through all this stuff. You're going to know through a Navi that I'm going to establish to Medea Sidis. And he'll prove his words. He'll prove his words without having any mistakes. It's 100% foolproof. And you're going to know what's going to be in the future without this, without Ksamim and all these things. So he says, V'chakach b'ilon, v'shedova z'ilon, v'bona b'litoy, v'amah, shekol novi sheshach eleinu l'deinu osid, yemekir b'chem. You're not going to have to go far and search in every crazy place for it. The Mekiruchah means, you know, you, the Navi will be available to you. Lafika chayse b'mayim avama kamoini. Shamiyala adayit cholak sib mechecha yitoch liyas meisim yishmol. Lafi shematzono b'kosu b'eisa koma echicha li Yisrael. So adrabba, kamoini is going to be memayit that we should never think that the word echicha means anything. Because lafika chayse b'kamoini klima b'bnei Yaakov. V'ein kamoini b'kan liyas kamoi b'maylas anevuah. When it says Kamoini, it certainly doesn't mean he will be a Navi like me, because there is nobody that has that darga. Shekinom lakov Navi oid b'yisol kamoishe. V'be'etzem ha'parasha amoyal ma'asha zacharinu. Oma, l'yimotcho ma'ave b'noi b'ito b'eish k'oisim k'som ma'oinu m'anach shem chashiv. V'choy v'chev v'shoyal oi v'idoini v'dor shal meisim tom t'yem shal kecha b'chulu. V'ato lui k'y nosucho ha'shem l'kecha no v'akir b'cho ma'achar Kamoini. Hine, he says, he's boya v'is ames. So the Navi is not going to be mechadish anything in the world of Torah, because he's basically hanging on to Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval hu ish shelo yatzrichenu leksamim, he's somebody who is doesn't need an exam lemoinim lechachas akachavim benishal mina mashe aralonuk mashe umeshal lemoinim kaisman shekem atzina shol shashol leshmul aveda sheavdolay. So you see that it's possible to a navi is someone that can tell you different asidas, different areas, and that's what's possible to be by a navi. So I'll go upon him. So the Rambam here is saying that the parasha itself, he learns of the parasha, and the parasha here is specifically telling you that we're not like the Rebbe of Cheshvim, the Nevi'im will be all from Klal Yisrael, and they will be readily available, and that's why we don't have to be Darish anyone else. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any question? Yeah.